Out of all the things I am, everything I hope to be, if you look into my heart, there's a worshiper in me. Out of all the things I am, everything I hope to be, if you look into my heart, there's a worshiper in me. Worshiper in me. You are holy. Yes, you are God.
I really love you.
From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, in the spirit, love to worship you,
love to worship you,
oh Lord. You are, don't you know we serve a holy God? I really love you. My God, oh, 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 oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, into my heart, there's a worshiper in me. Everything I hope to be, if you look into my heart, there's a worshiper in me. Worshiper in me. I love this. Listen. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and the worshiper is in me. Spirit of the Lord upon me, and the worshiper is in me.
Spirit of the Lord is upon me,
and the worshiper.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me,
and the worshiper. Love the worship. Lift those hands right now. This is a good place. Come on, celebrate it. If you really love the worship, come on, begin to bless him. Come on, come on. Give him the fruit of your lips right now. Come on. Everybody in this place, come on, stretch your hands before your God. Just celebrate him. Come on, come on. Tell him how much you love him. Tell him how much you care. Tell him how great he is in your life. Come on, just love on the Lord. I'm talking about your Savior. I'm talking about your
Savior. Amen. Amen. God bless each and every one of you who are listening to me right now under the sound of my voice. I thank God that he is still alive. I thank God that he is still sitting on his throne. I thank God that he's given us every one of us the capabilities to move upon this earth. Hallelujah. And, you know, as I was listening to Marvin Sapp sing this song, I'm a worshiper. You know, anybody can praise God. Anybody can dance before God. Anybody can do this before God. But a real worshiper, the Bible talks about they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, which means that I am not hiding anything from you, God. I am being truthful with who I am presenting in your presence. Glory be to God. Well, you have come into another segment of the Prophet's Closet. I'm your friend, your brother, your cousin, your nephew. I'm your neighbor down the street. I'm the person that you met at the bus stop. I am Prophet Dwayne Woods, which means that there are so many people that we come in contact with on a day-to-day basis, and you don't know who that individual may be that may need a smile from you. You don't know who that individual that you may meet at the grocery store, at the gas station, wherever, that may need a smile from you or a kind word or a gesture of some sort from you, because you are the light. And guess what? You can't hide the light. I don't care how dark it gets. You can't hide the light, because when it shines, boy, let me tell you something. It will shine beyond all the darkness that is in this earth realm. It'll shine brighter than that. Glory be to God. And so I want to talk to you all today. I had an awesome trip, even though it was a sad trip. I went back to Chicago. One of my friends, as a matter of fact, my best friend, his father had passed away. And this man was a very intricate part of my life. My stepdad, that I don't really talk too much about, you know, but I'm going to talk about this today because it goes on. My stepdad was an abuser. And so this man was my sounding board. You know, if I was going through something as a young man, matter of fact, I was just a teenager. I've been knowing them ever since I was in fourth grade. And so he was truly an instrument in my life. And so when I would get beat down or when I would be abused with words, and I'm pretty sure those who are listening to me, you've had words spoken over you. You've had people say things about your character. You know, I call those people character assassins. They try to assassinate your character. But God. And then you have families that you were raised in, and some of us, we made it through the abuse. I'm still standing. if I can talk to a few of you, amen, I'm still standing even in the midst of the abuse that I've went through. Whoosha, that can talk right there, amen, because we have a lot of Christians who are walking this walk with God who have been abused, and there are some right now who are still being abused, but yet God, amen. So I pray that today is one of them days that you can listen to the prophet and you can hear an encouraging word to let you know that I'm on the right track. I'm going to make it through this. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. It's us who makes it hard. We complain. Glory be to God. God has given us a way of escape, and here we are complaining. We're like the children of Israel. God has done so many great, marvelous things, but here they still are complaining that they're in the wilderness. An 11-day journey turns into a 40-year massacre, if you will, because everybody didn't make it. Only two. And I said a massacre because God said, I ain't going to let anything into my promised land that got the mindset that these folk got. Hallelujah. So it keeps me in the mindset that my attitude has got to change despite my circumstances. That's another nugget right there, Minister Terry. Listen to me. Your attitude has got to change despite your circumstance. Because my circumstance that I'm in is not where I'm getting ready to stay. But if I keep my attitude the way I am in the circumstances of life, I'm going to be conformed to that. Children of Israel couldn't get their mindset out of the Egypt that was embedded in them, and so the circumstances became their life. They couldn't change their attitude. Even though God was doing so many great, marvelous things around them, their attitude was still fixated on the simple thought of them being in Egypt. They didn't even know that they were free. They were slaves. And then come into to the things of God to now be free to walk about, free to move, free to live, but their mentality was still slaves. You can be in situations and be a slave to your situation. Ooh, God, help me, Jesus. I wasn't getting ready to go here, but man, you can be in situations in your life and be a slave to your situation because you are so embedded, because your attitude has not changed. Attitude has not changed. You still have become a slave to your situation. You don't even know how to get out of it. Because first of all, God is saying, look here, I'm looking for a cheerful heart. I'm looking for somebody who is upbeat. I'm looking for somebody who's going to praise me through it, not worry about the situations. The Bible talks about weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And so this man used to always, when I come over to the house, his mom would cook, and they would offer food to me, and I would sit, and I would listen to Mr. Ken Howard. I would listen to him. This man was full of wisdom. This man really shaped me to become the man that I am today. At least he put a nugget in me. Glory be to God. And I thank him, and I thank his wife. And when I showed up at the funeral, because I haven't seen mom in about 24 years. Haven't seen them. So when I showed up and I kneeled down after looking at Pops in the casket, kneeled down, looked at Mom, I said, Mom, how you doing? And she said, oh, Dwayne. And she gave me this big old kiss, tears coming down her eyes. And I said, I'm here, Ma. I'm here. Loved on my best friend, which I call him my brother, and loved on his brother, which I call him my little brother. and had a joyful time reminiscing about the old days. But I want to talk to you all today about something that I think will help each and every one of you in this walk with God. As I was on the tarmac, sitting in the airplane, the pilot came over the PA, and he says these words, and I quote, "I'm going to try to fly a little low today, because if I go into a high altitude, there are air pockets, and these air pockets are turbulence. And if we get caught into the turbulence, it's going to shake the plane refusively." He says, so if you experience some shaking on the plane, I'm going to send a signal that each and every one of you need to stay in your seat belts. But he said this while we were on the ground. When we begin to elevate and we begin to rise up, we begin to hit these air pockets, and the plane was shaking. He told everybody to get into the seatbelt, told every flight attendant, hey, get into your seatbelts, because we are experiencing some turbulence. And then he said, people, just be calm. I promise you I will get you to your destination. And when he said that, something clicked into my spirit, man, and God says, regardless of how much trouble you go through on the earth, which is turbulence, Dwayne, I'm going to get you to your destination. Good God Almighty. And I begin to listen to the Father as the plane was shaking. He said, there's going to be some of you who are going to be shaken, and some of you are going to fall to the shaking. Oh, shy. My God, help me, Jesus. There's some of you who are going to rise to the occasion, and there's some of you who are not going to follow the instructions, and when you get shook, you're going to be shaken everywhere. And see, you got to understand something. The flight attendants listened to the instructions. They ran to their seats, and they buckled themselves in. And there's some of you, when you are suffering through some turbulent times, you're not safely connected to God. And because of this, you're going to get shaken all over the place. Oh, my God. I know I'm talking to a few of you right now. I know I'm talking to some of you who are listening to me right now. You are going through some turbulent times right now. Amen. You're going through some heartaches. That's your turbulence. You're going through some situation that is stretching you. That's your turbulence. You're going to face some turbulence. But you got to stay clear to the Word of God. And the Word of God states, look, weeping may endure for a night, which means I may cry a little bit while I'm going through what I'm going through. I'm going to suffer some things, and I may lose some things. But it ain't nothing but turbulence, which means it ain't going to last long. God's still going to get you to your destination. I want y'all to go with me to the book of 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. But somebody put a hold right there. But I want you to go to Psalms, the 24th chapter. The 24th chapter of Psalms and the 7th verse, it says these things. And you got to realize that even when I'm going through my turbulence, you can find a scripture in the Bible that is going to bring you up out of the circumstance or the situation that you're going through. And you got to have it so deeply embedded into your spirit, man, that you won't allow your turbulence of life to take you out. So the scripture says in Psalms 24:7, it says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Okay, I'm going through my turbulence, Prophet Woods. What do you mean? I said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. And then he goes on the 9th verse and says it again. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of Hosts. He is the King of Glory. So when you're going through turbulent times, you got to find scriptures that will remind you of how good God is. You got to find something to hold on to. You got to be anchored in the Lord. And because of you being anchored in the Lord, it's going to keep you while you're going through your turbulence. Because you're getting ready to make it to your destination. I want you to know that. God is going to securely make you get to the destination that he has already prepared for you. To many of you is, can you go through what is allowed for you to go through and still hold your head up to know that God is going to bring me through this? I'm going to get through this divorce. Some of you on here listening to me, you're going through a divorce. You're going through something that is really tearing at you. You're asking yourself, did I make the right decision? Is God going to forgive me? Because you know how the church is. The church condemns folks who've gone through divorce. You know, the Bible says, sir or ma'am, that God hate divorce. Yes, it does. The Bible does say that. But the Bible also says in the book of Micah, I think it's Micah, it says that I've thrown your sins into the abyss to remember them no more. So if you're going through a divorce, guess what? God says, I don't remember what you've gone through. I don't remember your sins. We are the only ones who bring the sins up to God when God has forgiven us. But we hold on to this stuff. Amen. We hold on to the fact that I got molested. I got raped. We hold on to unforgiveness and all of this stuff. We hold the turbulence. We go through some turbulence, not knowing that God can take away all of this with just a blink of an eye. He can take away all of this. Well, if you are a God, why would you allow us to go through something? Well, because if you don't go through it, guess what? You ain't going to trust him when he brings you out of it. Ah, come on, somebody up in here. Amen. We don't trust God with our whole heart. We trust God partially because we can't see him. And because we can't see him, it causes us in our mindset to not be able to fully trust God because we don't see what we can't trust. Whoosh, my God, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care if I can't trust. I mean, I can't see him. I trust him just because he is God. I trust him just because he done brought me out of so many things that the enemy tried to keep me in. I trust him so much that he kept me from death. I trust him that much. And I ain't got to see him, but I can feel him. My God, glory. Can I talk to a few of you up in here? I might not be able to see him, but I sure enough can feel him. I can feel his presence. Right now I feel his presence. Anybody on the line, can you feel the presence of God? That despite me not being able to see him, I can feel him. I dare you lift your hands right now. I dare you lift your hands up right now. Who am I speaking to? Come on now. You got to tap into the spirit realm. I might not be able to see you, God, but I sure enough can feel you. I feel your presence. I feel the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So you're gonna have some turbulent times. You're gonna go through some things. And there's a man in the Bible, and all of us know him. And you know me, I'm always talk first, and then I come up with some scriptures and to give you. But there's a story in the Bible of a man who was facing some turbulence. He was going through something. You know, many of us are going through something. You know, Pastor E like to always talk about me talking about issues. We all have them. But it's what we do while we're going and we're facing our issues, or we're going through our wilderness, or we're going through the things that we're facing. It's what we do in the midst of that. Amen. So there's a young man in the Bible, and we're going to come from the book of 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. If those who got your Bible with me, go to 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. And yes, I'm getting ready to talk about David. David went through something. He was having a turbulent time. He was going through some turbulence. But it's what he did in the midst of his turbulence that made him more assured that God was with him. And I don't know about some of you, but I know that even the stuff that I'm facing, God is with me. I don't care how many people have talked about me. I don't care how many people talk about me right now. But yes, because there are some who are talking about me right now. I want y'all to know that. Amen. They're talking about the prophet right now. They're talking about T.D. Jakes right now. They're talking about Joel Osteen. All of these wonderful men and women of God, they're talking about them. They're facing some turbulence. But it's what you do while you're going through your turbulence time, when you're facing these things. How do you respond to it? How do you respond to it? So the Bible says in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, I'm going to start at verse number 1. It says, "And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire." This is the turbulence. Excuse me. These are the turbulent times that David was facing along with the men. They were at war. And if you read in the Bible, God despised the Amalekites. He despised them because they were some sneaky people who never faced you forward. They always came through your back door. Y'all know those people. They don't face you forward. They come behind your back door and say things in your back door that causes an uproar. Y'all got people like that. I'm pretty sure you got people who don't face you forwardly, but they face your back door. And this is the reason why God didn't like the Amalekites, because they were some sneaky people. We got sneaky people in our lives that don't face us forwardly, but they come to the back door. And the back door is the people who got the itchy ears who like to hear gossip about you. Ooh, shy. My God, glory, I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave that one alone, you know, because I can go a little bit deeper in that area, but I'm going to leave that one alone. But the Amalekites were the backdoor people. So what they did, they came through the back door while David and his men were out fighting a war. I mean, there's so many ways I can go into this right here, but Lord knows I want to touch some of these areas, but I'm going to just leave it right here. Then let me just say this. This is the reason why you got to have the right people at the right time in your life praying with you. You can't have people who are, you can't have wayward people. Amen. We are in a war, and I don't need some jellyback, amen, who is trying to fight a war with me. Because a jellyback person is going to get you killed in the war. I need somebody who is going to be able to stand in the midst of every fiery dart, every word that has been spoken against them. Those are fiery darts. I'm just throwing that out there to some of you. I want somebody that's going to be able to stand in the hardest of times with me and be able to pray me through. I don't want wayward people. And see, David had his army of men of valor out there fighting a war with them, but the Amalekites came through the back door. Glory be to God. That's why God has really been on me about Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, about the watchman on the wall. I've been talking about this since last year, and now I'm hearing big preachers and people who are on the circuit now talking about the watchmen. Oh, my God. See, God speaks to me. And I'm telling you, there is something that is coming, but God wants us to wake up because the watchman is no longer on the wall. And he's saying, I need my watchmen back on the wall so that they can warn the people of what's getting ready to take place. So that the blood won't be on the hand. Moving forward, let's go back to this. So let's go back to the turbulence. Amen. So David was about to face some turbulence. So here come the zigzag. They were in zigzag. The Amalekites had burned the south and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. Verse number 2, and had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. Verse number 3, so David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept, which means that you're going to face some terrible times, and you're going to cry sometimes, and you're going to feel hurt, and you're going to feel anguish, but you still got to know that God is with me. Even in the midst of this, God is with me. And so David was facing all of this, but this is just the surface of it. But wait until I start to read a little bit more. The people that David went to war with, you're talking about David was in some turbulence. He was going through something. He ain't just lose his wives and his sons and his daughters. He was getting ready to lose the children that fought with him, the army of Israel. He was getting ready to lose them. But let's carry on. Let's carry on because, listen to me, the man went through some turbulence. But it's what he did in the midst of the turbulence. This is the reason why he was the king. Saul couldn't have did this, but David did. Father, we thank you. We thank you that we're going to face some turbulent times, God. But even in the midst of this, Father, there are questions that we have got to ask you. Am I going to make it through this? Let me calm down. Let me calm down. Let me calm down. And David's two wives were taken captives. And they give the names. I'm not going to mess these names up, but nevertheless, let's go to verse number 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the souls of all the people were grieved, every man for his son and for his daughter. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Did y'all see that? The men that was with David wanted to stone David. They wanted to kill David because of what happened. They were pretty much in their mindset saying, had we not gone to war with you, our kids and our wives would be safe because we would have been here when the Amalekites attacked. So they blamed David for everything. They blamed David for everything. But the Bible says, this is what the Bible says in verse number 6. It says, and David was greatly distressed. He was going through some turbulence. Turbulence is going to make you greatly distressed. It's going to have you feeling awkward, out of place, especially mentally. It may even mess with your mental psyche. But watch what David did. For the people spake of stoning him, because the souls of all the people were grieved, every man for his son and for his daughter. But then the Bible says, but David, that even in the midst of all the distress, even in the midst of all the taunting of what the people wanted to do to David, the Bible says But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. I come to tell a few of you who are on here listening to me under the sound of my voice that even in the midst of your turbulent times, even in the midst of your job saying that they're about to shut down, even in the midst of your job saying that they're not going to give you a raise, they're going to give you a pink slip instead, even in the midst of your car getting repossessed, your home getting foreclosed on, your children being dismayed, your husband or your wife wanting to walk out on you, the Bible says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. I come to tell some of you who are listening to me right now, you got to encourage yourself in your turbulent times. You got to still stand still to see the salvation of the Lord. You still got to give God his praise. You still got to give God some worship. Even in the midst of your heaviness, you still got to lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and allow the King of glory to come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord God Almighty. I'm facing something right now, God. You might not want to be bothered with people. You may shut the door on some good folk that's trying to pray you through, but you still got to know who God is in your life. You still got to know him for yourself. But David knew God. That's why the Bible says, but David encouraged himself. He encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. Amen. Verse number 8, it says, and David inquired. There's another nugget. Let me tell you something. After you encourage yourself, after you strengthen yourself in the Lord, when you begin to speak in tongues, when you begin to get down on Nebon City and begin to pray to God, this is what the Bible says that David says, and that David did. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after these troops? This is where the encouragement comes in now. You might have 1,000 people against you, but you still got God with you. My God, help me, Jesus. Look here. If I wasn't driving right now, I'd jump out the truck and begin to run down this road screaming, my God is still with me. My God, I don't care who left my side, God is still with me. See, the other day I was feeling a little bit down and a little bit under a little bit, but I had people reaching out to me that said, I ain't going to let you go down without a fight. We've been to bind the devil, finna loose some things over your life, and oh my God, I'm trying to hold myself, I'm trying to contain myself right now, because my God, the Bible says that he will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Then the Bible says that I can do all things, not some things, not half a thing, but all things. Oh, my God, help me. I'm trying to contain myself right now. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, if I can just pull over right now.
Oh, we praying with
minutes,
you. Don't wreck that truck.
Man, look, I'm going to jump out this truck, Pastor E. Glory be to God. But my God,
we praying with
all
you.
All my needs. Not some needs, of Pastor E, but all my needs must be supplied by God. And David recognized, God before me, who can be against me? My God, help me, Jesus. Thousands will fall to my left, 10,000 to my right, but nothing should come nigh my dwellings. Oh, my God. See, y'all got to know who God is in your life. You're going to face some turbulence, but you got to know who God is. And David recognized who his God was. And then he sits down with God and he asks God a question. See, there's sometimes you got to ask God a question about why am I in this situation right now? Can I give you a story? I remember when my daughter got hit by a car. Oh, my goodness, one of the worst times of my life. My baby girl, and I'm trying not to cry because every time I think about this, this girl was in some bad shape. Her liver was torn. Her kidneys was crushed. Whew. Help me, Jesus. This girl was on the gurney saying to her daddy, me, daddy, I'm sorry. Oh, she was telling me that she was sorry that she got hit by a car. The doctors and the nurses were in an emergency room, and oh, my God, glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you. This is when you got to really trust God. This is when you really got to go beyond your own normal self, and you got to tap into the spirit realm, and you got to ask questions to God. And I begin to ask God a question. I said, God, why am I here right now in this present time? Why do you have me in the emergency room with my little baby? Why you got me in here right now, God? And God responded to me. He said that there are people who are on the second floor where your daughter is getting ready to go that need the prophet to pray for them. See, y'all don't even understand. My daughter, when the doctor said that she is near the woods, and I said, Doc, what do you mean by near the woods? Because my last name is Woods. What do you mean, Doc? Break this down to me. He said, your daughter is near death. Glory. Oh, my God. And I begin to pray even harder. And I begin to seek the Father even the more because I was facing a turbulent time in my life. Oh, God, I was facing a real tragic thing in my life. My baby was facing death. She was knocking at death's door. Y'all don't hear me. You're going to face some things that's going to bring you to death. But you got to inquire with God, why am I here right now, Father? Hallelujah. Glory. I'm trying not to break y'all, but, man, I'm trying to tell you something that when you are facing some turbulence in your life, you can't look at nobody but God. David couldn't look at the men who was getting ready to stone him. All he could look at is God. God, you brought me through when I was facing the giant. And see, some of you are facing some giants right now. But God, my God, glory, help me, Jesus. I might not be able to finish all of this right now because I'm in a moment in my life when I'm facing something so hard, it seems, to my flesh. But my spirit man loves God, and I trust him. And you got to know that when you're facing turbulences in your life, you got to trust God. You got to believe that God, if I'm here, then I know you're going to bring me out. I know you're going to take me past this situation. But God, so David was facing turbulence. He was facing something that was so hard, just like some of you are facing some hard situations, but God. David kneels down after being taunted by the men who was just with him in a war, facing them as they were grieving for their wives and their children, and David had to tuck away from all of that and encourage himself with tears in his eyes, just like I got tears in my eyes right now. Got to encourage myself in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You got to encourage yourself, people of God, those who are listening to me, you got to encourage yourself. There might not be a pastor you can call. You might not be able to reach Pastor E. You might not be able to reach some of the people of God that's working with him. You might not be able to reach the prophet. You got to encourage yourself in the Lord. Everybody don't have a word for you. You got to find a word in the Bible. that's suited for you concerning your situation. You got to encourage yourself in the Lord. And the Bible says in verse number 8, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered. Here's the answer from God. Sometimes, you know, I don't know what David might have been thinking about, but I'm pretty sure what I could have been thinking about if I was in his place. First of all, I'm going to deal with the people who were at war with me. I may say a few things out of anger because I'm looking at them as if, don't you not know that we were just in a war together? And because we were in a war together, do you not know that the enemy will come through your back door? But we can't lose because in sight that God is still with us. I probably would have said some crazy stuff because I would have probably been defending myself. And I would have cried in front of them, and I would have threw a tantrum because they took my wives and my children, and they burned the place that we were at. Yeah. But David did none of that. He listened to the gripes. He even seen probably some of them pick up a stone, just like some of you. You watch folk who picked up some stone, which is some words that was against you. But how did you respond? How did you respond? That's the thing that God is watching. It ain't what they said. It's how you respond to what they said. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. I'm feeling something here right now, Pastor E. Glory be to God. There are some of you who responded wrongly because of what wrong against you. And God say, no, I didn't want you to respond that way. I was telling my daughters, I said, hey, there's going to be some things that's you're getting ready to face, but it's how you respond to it. Sometimes you got to look the enemy in the eye and just say, thank you, Jesus. Though they slay me, yet will I still trust them. My God, help me, Jesus. You got to find scriptures that's going to bring you through your situations. I ain't going to let no devil from hell or imp or principality or whatever take me off my square when it comes to God. And there are some of you who have allowed the enemy to take you off your square. Amen. You face some turbulence, but you allowed the turbulence to take over and take root in you and then take you straight on up out of there, out of the presence of God. No, we're too close for miracles. We're too close for God doing some things great and mighty in our lives, and you can't get off your square, not in this season, because there are some people who are getting off their squares and they ain't making it. Amen. The enemy is trying to set up a trap for you. Don't allow the enemy to take you off your square when you're facing some turbulence in your life. I hope I'm saying something to some people on here. David didn't allow his troops to take him off his square. He was still the king. Amen, somebody. He was still the anointed one. And it was how he was responding to what was getting ready to take place in his life. Had he responded the wrong way, guess what? They probably would have stoned David. But when they seen David inquire of the Lord, oh, they knew, my God, help me. He's still the king. Amen. So David inquired of the Lord, Shall I pursue them? And if I do pursue them, will I overtake them, God? And he had to wait on the answer. And I'm going to stop right there. Because when you're facing your turbulence and you inquire to God, now there's a waiting period that many of us are not ready to wait through. There's a waiting period, which means that God has to now give you the answer. And some of us have gotten off our square because we don't know what waiting really means, when it really means to wait on the Lord. Waiting in the Hebrew or the Hebraic meaning of it means to worship. That's what waiting means. In the Hebrew definition of waiting, it means to worship. And see, you're mad, you're frustrated, you discombobulated, and God is saying, no, worship in the midst of your turbulence. Worship. Worship. When you're waiting on an answer from God, you need to worship. And while you're worshiping God, guess what? The turbulence that you're going through will become non-effect, which means I don't even feel what I'm going through. Minister Terry, I don't even feel what I'm going through. Evangelist Valentine, I don't even feel the effects of what I'm going through because I'm worshiping him through all of this. And so when I was in the hospital with my baby, as she was near death, she developed blood clots in her lungs. Fluid, I mean, they were taking gallons of fluid out of her every day. Tube up under her rib cage that was going into her lungs so that it can drain out. And she had so many blood clots. And I kept looking at these blood clots, and I was asking the doctor, I said, what is this? What would happen if this blood clot goes up to her heart? And they said that she would go into cardiac arrest and she would die. So you know me. For those who know me, I inquired of the Lord. And I said, God, since you got me here, while all this stuff is going on in my daughter, while you got me here, what is it that you want me to do? Because right now, I don't know what to do but to seek your face for the answer. And he said, Dwayne, there are kids that are on the second floor that are in worse condition than your daughter. And since the prophet is on the second floor of intensive care unit, I want you to go to every door, and I want you to lay your hands on every door, and you pray for all the other children that are up here in intensive care. Let me tell you y'all something, people of God. I had never seen nothing like this in my life. There were kids that were in intensive care that their parents abandoned them to never come back to the hospital. They left them in the, oh, God, glory, thank you, Jesus. They left them in the hospital care. They signed papers to release their guardianship over their own children. And you say to yourself, how do you do something like that? They were going through some turbulence and didn't know how to handle the pressure that they were going through, the turbulence. But there was a prophet that was on the second floor praying for every single child. I was holding my hand against every door praying, Father, in the name of Yahshua, HaMashiach, Christ of Nazareth, Father, raise these children up, God, from the sleep and slumber. I was praying for people. The next day I started seeing some of the parents with their children. One lady said her child was so severely sick. She said, I don't know what happened. I said, is that your child right there? She said, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I said, I prayed for your daughter last night while I was walking the corridors. I prayed for her. She said, thank you so much, sir, because my daughter has not felt like this in years. Praying for other children on the corridor. And I remember as the doctors was in there with my nurse, with my daughter, I heard over the PA, code blue. And one day I'm a preach about code blue. I'm a preach about it. Those who are in the nursing industry or in the hospital industry, you know what code blue is. But one day, if God permits, I'm gonna talk about code blue, because there are a lot of people who are in the Christian society that has a code blue going on. Hallelujah. So, Father, I thank you. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you all the glory, God, for allowing me to talk about the turbulence that we face and who we need to trust in when we are facing the turbulent times. So, Father, I thank you. I glorify your blessed name, Father. And I speak Philippians 4, 12, and 13 over those who are on the line right now. And I'm asking, God, that you continue to bless us. Continue to cover us, Father. Continue to whoop us when we are out of line, Father. Give us a stiff word, Father, that will propel us to get back in the alignment with you. Help us when we don't have the understanding, Father, of how much you actually love us and how you actually need us, Father. Father, you can do all this by yourself, God, but you created us for something far greater, and that's to walk out your will and purpose here in the earth realm. So, Father, we glorify you. We magnify you. We bless your holy name, and we say thank you, and we ask that you have your way. Have your way, Yahshua. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Change our lives like never before. And I thank you, Father, for the turbulence that I'm going through. As the pilot had told us as we were on the plane, he said, I'm going to still get you to your destination, even though you're facing some turbulence. And Father, I thank you that you're still going to get us to our destiny, our purpose, even though we are facing some turbulence in our lives. As long as we give you complete control, you're still able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can imagine or think. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. And it is so. Let everyone's heart say, and it is so. I need everybody to say, and it is so, which means that, hey, you are in agreement with the prayer, and it is so. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you. Pastor E, I know you're doing something.
And it is so. My God,
there you go.
Prophet Woods, praise God. You know, I'm excited over here because you brought a good word, speaking on turbulence. Even as believers in Christ, the enemy can throw some turbulence in our lives, in our pathways, to get us out of character of being a child of Christ. But you know what? I was touched over here, Prophet Woods, heard your testimony of your daughter. But, you know, as you were speaking, I was saying, but we thank God. We thank God for his healing power through
yes.
the prayers of the righteous. So I thank God that you knew to go on assignment and pray, and you prayed for the whole unit of those sick there. And like you said, that was a purpose God had for you at that time with your child there so you can help others, because being a former emergency, I know what Code Blue is. But
come on now.
You know the God we serve. You know
yes.
when he has got us through some turbulence in her life, and we trust in him, like we trust in him with all our hearts. Because sometimes we want to trust in the world, trust in what the doctor's saying, and like he said, in the woods. No. She's in God's hands. She ain't in no woods. She's in God's hands. So I thank God for you for bringing this word. I've shared those scriptures on Facebook for listeners that might want to come later. And, you know, just might want to join in, because sometimes you put so much word out there. I'm listening, but I thank God Pastor E has the archives. That way we can go back and listen again. You know how you listen again and listen again and you keep growing your faith in God. So I thank God for you too, Prophet Woods. I thank him for you driving. And when you were saying, I said, no, you stay in that truck. Lord, keep him in the truck. No, we don't want him out the truck. We want him to keep sharing the word, but stay in the truck. Amen. So
amen,
bless you.
Amen.
Bless you and much love on as we say, people say, the world say Valentine's, but we say the day of love. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, and I thank you for your wonderful words. And if you looked at my daughter now at the age of 19,
I've seen pictures. Beautiful.
Yeah, you wouldn't see any resemblance of what she'd been through.
Yes.
You know, and even though I'm going through some turbulence, you're never gonna know what I'm going through because I don't allow it to be shown on me. Whoosh,
that's true.
Glory be to God.
He said, "Ain't what we go through is how we go through it." You know it.
Yes.
Amen.
Because my attitude reflects that God be with me. Guess what? I can go through this thing. And guess what? It's going to make me greater. It's going to make me greater while I'm going through this. You know,
greater
because now watch this. I'm not just going through it. I am growing. Woo, shah, glory
Ooh,
to God.
Yes,
I am growing through this.
Growing through it. That's
I'm
it.
Going
That's
through
it
something,
right there.
But I'm growing because God is elevating me to the point where I'm understanding that whatever I'm going through, I'm growing through it because the next challenge of my life, I grew through this one, I'm going to grow through the next one.
Amen.
Oh.
You know what? You mentioned Ezekiel and the watchman. I said, now I'm going to have to make sure I go back and read over that real good. You did touch on that. So that's an assignment too. Amen.
Amen.
This is why I tell everybody, you know, Pastor E., getting on these broadcasts and different ones where people are freely sharing the word of God, you're getting free divinity schooling here to give you some confirmation of what you're studying on your own. So we can't, he said, you're not doing it on your own. That's why he left prophets, pastors, evangelists. He left teachers so we can get an understanding of his word and then apply it to our walks. And when we run into turbulence, we'll know to still behave as a child of God. Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know if Pastor E is on the line still, but you want to just share with everybody and tell them what you got going on in your ministry.
Oh, man, I wish, because I know that there's some people out there who want to listen, you know, nonetheless, you know, I wish, Evangelist is Valentine, because I love when she comes on. Boy, I love her too. Love you when y'all come on and y'all say what y'all say. You know, it just encourages me, you know, to continue to stay on the wall, to continue to stay in the presence of God, you know. And so I'm truly thankful. So what I have going on my own conference line, which is Restoring Lives Global Ministry, we meet every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, and I believe it'll be like 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Glory be to God.
Amen.
And so then go ahead.
You know what I was going to say? I'm going to raise my head and I'm going to take responsibility of that because Pastor E's been for years to get me trained on that board. So, you know, the man of God, he has to have time out for some appointments and some things that, you know, come up too. So, and he's been wanting to get me, bring my computer over there so he can get me trained on this board so that we will be able to open the line. So let's keep that lifted in prayers that we can. And the next broadcast that everybody will be in tune, everybody will be able to chime in and push one and come in like I did years ago. Amen.
Amen. You know, and it
Amen.
Takes time.
Amen. And
you know,
even and
yeah,
even when I'm
go.
Not available, even when I'm not available, people can still dial one, and I'll let them in. I was at the dentist, my tooth chipped again, and I had to fix that before tomorrow. So,
Amen.
And I'm sitting here waiting on another appointment, but I'm available at this point. I see Evangelist Virginia has already dialed one. If anybody else is out there that would like to tap in with Prophet, and you're already in the closet, take advantage of this time. You dial one also. Prophet of Evangelist Virginia Valentine, you're live in the Prophet's Closet.
Yes, sir. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, come
good
on,
evening.
Come on.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, Prophet Wood. Man of God.
Good
Hallelujah,
evening.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. What an awesome, powerful, anointed word from the Lord. Fabulous. I done been in that before. Fabulous. But guess what? We're going to get to our destination.
Amen.
We're going to get there. And know how we're going to get there? We're going to get there by being anchored in the Lord.
Yes.
We're going to get there by trusting in God, knowing who we are. Knowing who we are, we're going to get there. And
yes.
Then I listen as you give your awful, proper testimony of your daughter. Prophet Woods, nobody but God.
Nobody
you say,
but God.
God. But God. Won't he do it, Prophet Woods?
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
Won't he do it?
Come on now.
Won't he do it? He did it for me. Won't he do it? He'll do it every time. Thank
yes.
you, God. He raised
yes.
her up because he got something
yes.
for her to do.
Yes.
He got an assignment for your daughter.
Oh, yes.
He got work for her to do. I speak it and I decree it and I declare it in Jesus' name. It is so.
It is so.
It is so. And man of God, don't you look to the left nor to the right. But you stay in the right lane because God got so much more for you to do.
Amen.
You're a man of God. You preach nothing but the word. You don't compromise nothing. And that's what we got to do. We got to preach Jesus.
Yes.
We must preach Jesus. We must repeat, repent. Preach, repent. Tell the people to repent. We must preach Jesus.
Yes.
Man didn't say repent now.
Jesus.
Repent Ooh. Right now. She
repent.
Said don't say I'm going to repent later, but repent,
repent
now in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on,
Evan. Repent, yes. Repent
Amen.
And turn away from the world way of doing things and turn to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Prophet Wood. I'm sitting here in the car water outside my door that you wanted to get out your truck. I said, don't you get out of that truck. Don't
yes.
you dare get out of that truck. Thank God for you, man of God. Thank God for you. Got tears in my eyes. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Thank
you,
Lord.
My tears of joy. Tears
Hallelujah.
Of joy. You know what that
yes,
word could see.
Too.
That's joy. He
said, yes, you say, Yahshua HaMashiach.
Tears of joy.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yahshua HaMashiach. Thank you, Jesus. Woo.
Hey, you know, it's amazing.
Keep on keeping on, Prophet Wood. Keep on keeping on.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Keep
I got
on
my.
Keeping my brother.
Amen. Praise God.
I got
Thank
my,
you, evangelist.
I got my extended family listening to me. I got my son, Quandarius, and his lovely soon-to-be wife, Dee,
oh, yeah.
listening to me. And she says that, you know, she said, I'm thanking you for helping
I see
us
you
see
slip
what,
the check
cold,
behind
what cold blue is and the turbulence that we're facing right now. We need to continue to put all our trust and faith in God. Now, I mean, look, when I tell you that I'm so excited for these young couples who are coming up, who are really trusting and believing in God, and then they looking at me as, you know, they call me Pops, you know, and I don't take that lightly. I don't take that lightly at all. I mean, I love my extended family, like just like they're my own, and they love and respect me. And just like those who are listening to me right now, there's a must that we continue in the things of God. We got to fight this fight with a good fight of faith. We can't waver, not in the last days. We can't waver into this. And yes, you're going to hear more people who are getting ready to get uncovered in the body of Christ. But you got to stay hold on to the things of God. You got to trust in the things of God. Yes, T.D. Jakes is going through, but guess what? You need to pray for T.D. Jakes and his wife and his family. You need to pray for all of these other big known preachers. We ain't seen nothing yet. We ain't seen nothing yet. God is getting ready to start uncovering folk. And you better be glad. You better hope to pray that you don't get uncovered. So don't put your mouth on these men and women of God. You got to pray for them. You got to pray for them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You got to pray for them. Ain't that what the Bible talks about, Pastor E? We got to pray for them. Glory be to God. Am I still on?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Eric code 12. I know her number. I'm gonna keep in order. Eric code 334. Last 41042. Prophetess Lisa, you are live in the Prophet's Closet.
And hello to everyone. Just want to just tell Prophet Woods, know that thank God for that word, the word of God on tonight. In spite of he going through, that's the best time that God can use us when we're going through. Because if you don't go through this, well, he said there's no test, there's no testimony. So, man, God want to encourage you tonight to hold fast. Because after this, all of this you're going through is worth it. Because they're on your life, the anointing on your life, the deep word of God on your life, it's necessary, man of God. If you be encouraged, I love you and your wife and your family. I'm just praying for you all and pray for me also. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too, Prophetess.
Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Pastor E.
Yes, sir.
Was Prophetess supposed to get with me? Was Because I think she was yes, trying to
Prophetess,
reach out to me
yes,
about
Prophetess
something.
Lisa was supposed to get with you.
Okay, okay. Anytime you're ready, Prophetess Lisa, just give me, you know, reach out to me. We can talk, you know, offline, and we can, you
okay.
know.
Okay, I will.
Because I offer, you know, for those who are listening to me, I offer a service that can help you take your mortgage, your car note, student loans, anything that credit card loans, second mortgages, whatever the case may be. I can show you how to take care of all of that in far less of a time than what the bank would tell you to do.
Okay.
But you got to be able to listen to some instructions. You know, the Bible talks about in the book of Deuteronomy, if you follow the instructions, it will go well with you. It will go well with you. And so this company that I'm with is a Christian-based company, and I'm thankful to be a part of it. Glory be to God.
Thank you, man of God. And I will give you a call tomorrow afternoon. Thank you so
yes,
much for reminding
yes, ma'am.
Me. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
And y'all on the same time. Y'all on the same timeline, so it should time schedule. Y'all should be right on it.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor E. I appreciate you.
Yeah, call him before your
Amen.
Show tomorrow. Now, tomorrow night, Prophetess Lisa is Women Speak Now and Be Heard tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Also, you ladies come out and hear the woman of God tomorrow. God bless you, Prophetess.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, Prophetess.
God bless you, too.
Anybody else? We got time for just another call. Anybody else?
Amen.
Amen.
Not that they're not here, but I believe all have said and all have done what we're here to do.
That's right, Pastor E.
Bless you,
that
man of God,
right.
out there on that road, man. We constantly cover you as you're traveling around and about this country. I know it's not just about work. It's about ministry. I know you spread the word. I know you spread that prophetic anointing everywhere you go, man. Just know that we cover you and protect you in your travels, and we know that God is providing you everywhere you put your feet. Bless you, man of God.
Hey, God bless you too, Pastor E. And there's some other things that I've been working on, you know, trying to get into the other little social media stuff, Clubhouse. I'm working on something, a platform on that. I'm also getting ready to hopefully start my Zoom classes again where we're talking about walking in true forgiveness, you know, God's way. True forgiveness, God's way. And so there's a few things that we're working on, and y'all just continue to pray my strength in the Lord. And I greatly appreciate each and every
amen,
one of you.
Amen, amen. You know, that's confirmation for me because you mentioned Clubhouse, and people have been on me for since it began, Clubhouse and TikTok, that why am I not on both of those avenues? And I'm on enough avenues it is, but I'm going to take that as a voice being spoke through you, and I will at least investigate.
Amen. It's worth investigating.
Thank you so much, man of God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, brother,
amen.
Pray us out of here, man, and we look forward to the second Wednesday of March. Oh, we are already in March. My God.
Jesus. I know, right? I know.
No, we'll see you on the 4th. Excuse me. We'll see you on the 4th Wednesday. But, yes, we are.
Yeah.
Jesus, we're almost done with this month.
Almost done with it, Pastor E. Almost done with it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this platform that you've given Pastor E. I pray, God, that the money that he is inquiring, God, comes from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Father, that everything that he's petitioned you with, Father, that you begin to bring it to pass. I thank you for the grants, Father, that he has on the table right now in the name of Jesus, that the grants will be okayed, Father, and the money will be delivered. And so, Father, I thank you for the staff and people who he wants to hire, Father, to do things for the kingdom. And God, because it is kingdom-based, you will grant his petition. And so, Father, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we thank you for the extended help that he's going to get. We thank you for all the listeners that have been listening and that's going to continue to listen. God, I pray that this goes into every home. I pray that it goes into every apartment, Father, every studio, whatever, God. I pray that it works out for the good of them who are diligently seeking your face, Father. So, Father, we thank you that even in the midst of turbulent times, Father, you are still with us. And even as the pilot has said, he's still going to get us to our destination. Father, you're still going to get us to our purpose. So, Father, we thank you and we bless you and we say hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for everything that you've doing, everything that you're about to do, and everything that you've already done. And so, Father, we glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Y'all are all dismissed from the prophet's closet. God bless you all. Till next time. I am your brother, your friend, your cousin, your nephew, the neighbor next door. I am Prophet Dwayne Woods. God bless you all.